Audible Visions. Drama.
And now, another story from those things in dark corners, as Sarah Golding heads a mission of discovery towards the furthest star.
Things in Dark Corners.
The next story in this first series is a bit of a cheat. It is, in fact, an unused extract from the Cyclone script of The Freedom Factory, which you can hear in 2024. But in keeping with the theme of that story of fragmented minds, it's been developed into its own entity. It's not the first time that this has happened to this tale. Part of it became an unpublished ZX Spectrum game I coded back in the 1990s, but we'll save that for another series. In the meantime, we'll show you the life of a troubled young woman as she heads out towards the furthest star.
Oi! Benny, you slag!
Hey! Oh my god! What is that?
Benny Shitface!
Benny Shitface!
Benny Shitface!
Oh my god! She's wiping it all in her hair!
Oh, skank! Skank, 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 skank.
Oh, God.
No. Mo, you all right? Mo! Is that Mo again?
Yeah.
Mo!
Wait, Morissette!
What is wrong with her? Every bloody morning.
Oi, Benny! Benny!
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's not real. It's not real.
You're okay.
Not again. Okay, show's over. Prep room. Come on.
How come when I turn up, it's always show's over?
Sort your hair out, Roland.
Sort your face out, Deanne.
Prep room, now. Whenever you're ready, Mo. Morissette Ward. Starship Mara. Far away. Oh, it's better. I'm here. I'm safe. You're safe out here in the starship or spaceships? Which sounds better? Spaceship. Doesn't matter. Oh Morassity Ward. Out here, on another planet, and I've got a mission to do. Yeah.
Right, here it is. The schedule for day 5. This is what you've been waiting for. Topside.
Whoa! Yeah!
Oh yeah.
Yes, you've got every right to be excited, because today the planet has decided that the atmosphere is breathable.
Woo!
It's going to be a full 85-hour window. But remember, there are still particulates in the air, so you've got face guards and fiber-filled check labs if you need them. So, let's make the most of these next few days.
Particulates?
Quicker to say that than watch out for the shed skin cells of carnivorous moth monsters that have been smothering the area recently.
Get me some of that moth powder, baby.
Aww.
Mind on your duties, please. The ruins are just 3 miles from the drop point here, but the terrain is unpleasant.
Oh, can we not take the bulldozer out?
Ooh, it talks.
Saving fuel, Mo. We need to take it easy. Papa wants full scans, manual measurements, busy docs and samples of every quinch and quadrant of the structure.
Oh, Papa always asks too much of us.
Not this time. Remember where we are. This was humankind's furthest reach when planet Earth was no longer habitable. With that last vestige of technology, they made it here. They made it here and never beyond. And this is the first time we've been able to catch up with them. All these years later. This is our history. And maybe our future.
Our history, our future, what we did, what we'll do, me, Morassity Ward on the starship Mara, out in space, far out. In space. Yeah. Dear Dad, I told you I wanted to be a space person. When I was 4 years old, you showed me pictures of Mum. You told me about the Odyssean, the mission to take us beyond the confines of the Sol stations and build new lives on other worlds. Worlds far beyond our Earth's care. You warned me about the dangers and recounted the story that haunted you, that out of the 30 propagator ships, the Odyssean was the only one that never made it. The very first ship to build the very first colony. You hated space travel. You said it was better to stay low, not to be seen. It killed her. Being out there, it killed her. I'm not sure if you'd be proud of me now. Or ashamed. Dismayed. Why were you never there for me, Dad? Why wouldn't you listen to my dreams? Why? See, I want the life that Mum was denied. That's me. I have those same dreams.
Look. Benny's crying.
Go away.
Benny. Get your room now. Benny.
Shit. Not Benny.
Wish we had comsats.
You want what, sex?
You are such a cretin.
That's not even a word.
Roland, would it melt your brain if you realize that most of us have more than a dozen words in our vocabulary?
Cretin.
Pitiful.
Gravel underfoot. I can feel it. I can really feel it.
Mora?
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking.
M.
I know what you're thinking. If you're thinking of me, I know it's not a good thought. You're looking at me, and I see it all the more. When you're walking with me and you're falling for me, I know what I gotta do.
Morosity!
Sorry. Sorry, well away there. So.
Keep up!
Gotcha. Roland Deba. No one likes you. No, you're crass, you're stupid. How did you even get to be out here? There's an IQ test, right? So... You'd have to be one of the organiser's brats. Yeah. Yeah, one of Papa's favourites. No. No, Papa wouldn't betray me like that. Maybe your family had money. Yeah, that's it. I bet they were glad to ship you off out of their lives, you obnoxious bastard.
You gone daft?
Huh?
Mo!
Oh, sorry.
Away with the fairies again.
She's always been soft in the past.
What did you say?
I said keep up, slowpoke. Got a lot of ground to cover today. No time for sightseeing.
What do you think this place was used for?
Well, to the point. What happened to it?
They didn't have the tech back then. Weren't as prepared for the environment as they thought. Had no idea that the crops would be destroyed by the Okara.
All that studying, mission plans extended, then delayed, all that extra funding, and then, when it came to it, blam, all of them dead.
Not straight away, though. No, no, they built. They lived. And from the amount of structures, they lived well. Maintained a good society. A carer born frequently, right? It wouldn't have been a surprise. It couldn't have been the moths.
Of course it was the moths.
That's what happened.
Yeah. You deny it all you like.
Come on, sample this area and measure up.
Okay, I'm taking out building 12.
Give me a shout if you need the mapper.
Yep. Deanne Law. On the outside, you're the voice of reason. Always seem to toe the line, do no wrong. But you badmouth everyone behind their back. You're selfish. There we are. Deanne! Fly lover means Eta Okara. Deanne! Dad! Daddy! Papa!
There she is!
What you got in the jar, Benny?
Leave me alone, please.
Oh, my god.
Is that a butterfly?
Oh, wow.
Oh, has Benny Bum got a pet butterfly?
No.
Let's see.
No.
Hand it over, Benny. I just want to see. Get it off there, Nathan.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't, please. Please. No.
Hey, look at this. Oh, no, it's just an ugly old moth.
No, stop. Please,
give
don't.
It to me.
Don't, please, don't.
Ugh, Jesus Christ, Benny, you are such a freak.
Don't.
Don't do what? This? Get it, Nathan, get it! Ah, shit, flew away. Sorry you lost your pet. Freak.
What an absolute freak.
Moe? You okay?
Hey.
What's wrong?
Deanne, sorry.
What's wrong?
Got feeder larvae in the sample.
You not done an atmos sweep?
This morning, a perimeter one.
Jagus Christy, Moe! Enclosed spaces need
localized
atmos scanning.
Yeah, I know. I forgot. What's the worst thing you've ever done? It's not just snitching on those you work with while pretending to be their friends, is it? You actually work to undermine others. You dig away. You look for when people fail. You use other people's mistakes to better yourself. Any niche you can squeeze into to improve your position, you'll take it. Always at the expense of others, eh? People who try so hard to push themselves to be better, and you hold them down, show them up, and then feign your support, give fake condolences, and gather the spoils that should have been theirs. You don't know the damage you do when they finally find this out. Oh, wait. You do. You just don't care.
Mo, where's your head at?
Oh. Yes, sorry, I am listening.
I'll let Tara know about the larvae. But you look as though you're tripping on powder. Are you okay? That's 3 buildings now for sterilisation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Happy now you get to drive the bulldozer.
Oh, I love that bulldozer. Centuries to prepare, decades to build, seconds to destroy.
It was destroyed before we got here.
But what will we do with it?
Rebuild, with what we know now.
See, when something is gone, taken away from you, there's There's not always the motivation to start again, is there? I mean, the heart goes too. People take away, they always take away, so we can only dream of better things, and even dreams get ruined. But you know that, don't you? You've taken away from others before. I can see that in you. You took away from her. And you, your friends, they turned a blind eye. She wanted to build. You wanted to take. Well, that's what happened, didn't it? Yes. Out here. Somehow I know that's what you did. That's why things turned out the way they did. That's why she did what she did to you. You took from her, so she takes from you. Oh, I can see it now. I can see what you did. So who would blame me if I took that club hammer by the wall and just wound it around to the back of your head? Wonder if that's what she did. Come on, Mum. Tell me. Tell me.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. Is this place, something about it has really gotten under her skin? Mo? Morosity? Mo?
Morosity Ward.
Morosity!
What sort of name is that?
Seriously, what's wrong, Mo? Ever since we've landed, you've been different.
Landed? Where?
Colony 30, Mo. Colony 30.
I can't get away from it.
What?
Even out here.
What?
People. People being cruel. What did they expect when they kept going on and on and on and on?
Mo!
It's what's out here, isn't it? Something's wrong. Something the colonists encountered. This ain't right. Look at her. Look at her!
Mo!
I need to trigger emergency comms.
Roland, emergency comms is just that. Emergency. We have like 3 minutes once we untag the battery on the talk box. It's for the O'Kara presence only.
What if this is what they do? What if it is the head of O'Kara? This may be exactly how the colony fell. I'm calling.
Roland! No!
What are you doing?
We're just worried, that's all. You're not being yourself, okay?
Not myself? What do you mean? Who do you think I am? They know. They know. They're going to try and stop me. This is my world, mine. How come they're getting to me like this? They can't touch me. They can't touch me.
Hey, guys. Something's just triggered on the main mapper pod. North Edge, Terra sent a code 7. So, like, drop everything and check it out. You need to see this. Mo, snap out of it!
Not long now. They'll discover what happened. Not long.
I mean, I was looking for this when I was doing a prox scan. Thought we should get our photo taken next to it for posterity, you know? But there are so many nests on the outskirts, it's difficult to see.
A colony plaque.
Everyone who lived here.
Colony Oh, shit. No way. Colony 1. The Odyssean. This can't be. This is the furthest outpost of humanity.
No.
Huh?
Well, yes and no. You see, This is as far as they got. It was the others that didn't make it, yeah? There was but one colony here.
What are you talking about?
See, Mum... Mum made it here. Mission leader, the first. She wanted to build, but for people being cruel. Dad knew. He knew what she'd done. He kept it from me, but I knew because I'm the same. People treat us differently, but I got my own back.
You're a freak, Benny. And your mum was a freak too. She failed. She was useless. And now we all have to stay here on these shitty stations. All because of your mum. And do you want to go into space? Freak.
You want to see a real freak?
You what?
In a week's time, you just take a good look in the mirror.
What?
Hold still.
No. What the fuck, Benny? Ah! Benny, no, please, I'm sorry.
Jacqueline Rees, Jake to her friends, 12 years old. The acid ate through half her face, blinding her in both eyes, leaving her with no tongue. Nathan Brody, 17-year-old boy, left with 3 fingers severed and mutilated genitalia. And then there's Brad Pincher, pushed into oncoming traffic, fractured skull, never going to be the same again. Bernice Sunderland is going to spend a long time with just herself for company, that I can assure you.
I always wondered what it was that my mum did. What was done to her. I hope she got her own back too.
Mo! Quick, Roland! Get Tara, this isn't right! Maureen Sunderland, can you hear me? What the hell are you doing? Mo! It was just meant to be a joke! Roland went too far, but we're sorry, Mo!
I always wanted to go out into space, but even out there, you can't get away from people. Even if you take your mind out as far as you can, out towards the furthest star, no one says what they were really like, what Roland did to her, or why Deanne covered it up. They don't know. But I can imagine. Dad hides it, but I know what she did. First the colony, then the fleet. It's what space does. That's why Papa wanted me to be safe. Wanted me back here, but people are cruel everywhere.
Benny, come on. You've had it your way for a few days now. You need your medication.
I'm here again.
Yes, and you know it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh.
The meds will set you straight again.
It's a strange name.
What?
Morosity Ward.
Morosity Ward, Odesian Sanitarium.
Oh. Is that a coincidence?
No, Benny. It's just how it was meant to be. So, are you going to take this?
I've been into space.
So you told me.
We're safe now.
I only ever wanted you safe.
Yeah. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Thank you.
In The Furthest Star, written by Graham David Richards, Sarah Golding was Benny Sunderland, with Hem Brewster as Deanne Law, Scott Wilkins as Roland Deber, Erica Sanderson as Tara Hobb, Kirsty Wolven as Jake Reese, and Morris D. Graham as Nathan Brody, Papa, and the Scanning Computer. Incidental music was especially composed and performed by Tap Dancer. The song Straight to the Moon was by Red Light District and Juliet Angeli and was used by kind permission. With thanks to Matthew XL, Patricia Dawn Richards, Julia Eve, and Andrew Clark. Things in Dark Corners is produced and published by Audible Visions with Channel House Entertainment. Copyright 2023.